Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
We have the four seasons. We've got winter, summer, spring, and fall. We also have a fifth season here in Toronto, and we're about to start it. It's called the panic season.
Okay.
This is anytime the Leafs get in the playoffs.
All right. Gotcha.
It's full on panic season.
Right. Well, the good news is panic season, this is the shortest season going. It normally only lasts a week and a half.
That's very true. Yeah, that's right. If it gets going tomorrow night, if this thing can be wrapped up by next Friday and Boston can move on, that would be terrific for me. Anyhow, but no, look, we always want them to succeed. They've made it to the playoffs. Let's see how they do. Of course, the history with Boston has everybody concerned. But Lucky, put on your hockey helmet and tell us what you think. First of all, who's winning this series?
I think the Leafs can win this series. I think they win it in six.
All right.
I mean, they were separated by 7 points in the regular season. Boston has home ice advantage in it. But I think, you know, Leaf fans, I think, breathing a little sigh of relief. We shouldn't breathe much of one. But the Florida matchup was worse than the Boston one, I think. Okay. I don't put a ton of stock in past history, you know, okay, like, you know, three times in the last dozen years, they've lost to Boston in the playoffs. But I mean, if you really go back to it was 2010 or 12, like you can't, these guys were, it was 12 years ago, right? It's not the same team, that you're dealing with. Boston is really good goaltending. I don't think they have the depth that they've had in the past. And I think that's where the Leafs have improved this year is in their team depth.
Right.
And, especially up front. So there will be question marks in back, question marks in goal. And that's where Boston does thrive. But I have a feeling, I have a good feeling for the Leafs in this one.
Very good. Well, I needed to ask you too, because if you remember at that time, around Super Bowl when I had my mother-in-law pick the winners and I stumbled through all that trying to bet and I ended up having $100 put on, I can't even remember the name of the gambling site, a Fave Gate or there's a few different.
I don't know. There's so many of them now. Yeah.
I don't know. Joe's gambling site. I think I can trust them. Anyhow, I got $100 sitting in there in an account. So what I want to do is I want to throw it on the team with the longest shot of winning the Stanley Cup this year.
Wow.
So you don't have to tell me right away if you don't have an answer, but think about it because I need you to tell me.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to throw it all on them because that's the biggest returns, right?
I mean, you probably say Washington.
Okay.
Because they had the struggle just to make it into the playoffs. So I would probably give Washington that they were the lowest points in the regular season of the playoff team. So if you're looking for your long shot bet, it would be the Capitals.
Okay. I'll take it. And if I make
you don't
a little
have to put it all on them though, you know.
Oh, I will. I'm going all in.
You know, you could put like a quarter of it on them. And it'll still pay off pretty good to cover the rest of your bets if you bet some others.
I'm all in on one.
Of course.
I can
you
only
are.
Follow one thing. And if I win Lucky, be a little something in your pocket. Just for giving me that tip. Yes, sir. Starting tomorrow night, blood pressure high, heart rates rising. It's panic season in Toronto. A woman made a rookie mistake when she was arrested this past Sunday at an airport. Where she was caught carrying 56 pounds of pot in her checked luggage. We know the weight is 50.
Right.
When you go over, you could have smoked 6 pounds of it.
True.
Or spread it out, put some in your carry-on.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, they stopped her because of that. And with the 6 pounds over, she had to open it up to remove some stuff. And when she opened it up and it was full of marijuana, they weren't impressed. So police came over and took the bag and took her away. So she didn't even think, I guess, maybe she thinks marijuana is like wherever she was, maybe it's legal there.
Yeah.
So she thought, well, it's fine that I.
Well, it's legal here too. So.
But you can't be walking around with 56 pounds of it.
No, and you can't import it yourself either.
Right, right.
I love watching border security. Like it's one of those things because I'm continually amazed and fascinated when you're going through security.
Yeah.
You know, just how everyone kind of gets their back up a little bit and you act like you've never been traveling ever before and no idea about the rules. And then you watch the show and you're like, wow, like they can go through your cell phone.
Oh, really?
If, yeah. If you're traveling with any kind of electronic device, then they suspect something, they can go through it. They read your text messages.
Yeah. It's always a little embarrassing when they, you know, you just hope it goes through and doesn't beep, and then you got to open it up and all your sex toys fall out.
Right.
You know, just, you know, take it. And I'm one who's guilty too. I don't think it through. And then I got my laptop and I got my phone and I got my keys and
right.
throwing it all in the thing. And I always get confused about what you can bring back and what you have to check or not check. And I remember coming back from St. Kitts. We had booze in our carry-on, and of course you can't do that. It's got to go. So now we got to go back out of the line and back down. And I'm one of those people rolling my eyes and getting frustrated just because I can't follow rules. It's not their fault. But
and there's not a lot of humor in those rooms either.
Yeah, they're not joking around.
They don't kid.
I got pulled into secondary driving through Windsor and into Detroit with the tunnel. And boy, oh boy, when they take you in there, first of all, it was like 11:30 at night. And so it's just all lit up with fluorescence.
Right.
And you just sit there and you just think, I'm going to get strip searched here. This is going down. You see the guy pulling on the glove.
This is how it ends.
And I've heard, and it never happened to me, thankfully, but I've heard people tell a tale of their car being taken apart.
Oh, yeah.
Ripping out seats.
Yeah. And then here you put it back together.
Now, when I was younger and we would sometimes skip over to Buffalo when we were living in the West End, because you could get down to Niagara Falls pretty quickly, we'd go shopping at the Galleria malls or whatever. These were the days when I was courting Maria. So, you know, you want to go to Buffalo and shop?
All right.
And I remember, of course, this is pre 9/11. They were really a lot more loosey goosey with things. And I remember I had a little Mazda GLC, this tiny little car. And we had bought this massive queen size white duvet thing. Like it took up the whole back of my car. It was so thick.
Wow.
When it was all folded over. And I remember pulling up to the border in Buffalo, and basically they said, you know, where are you from? And said, we're from Toronto. Or what were you doing? Just doing some shopping. Came down for the day at the falls. Did you buy anything? Nope. Big duvet in the back. They didn't care. Or coming back from Mexico when I was in college and literally walking through the airport with about 6 rum bottles in this carry-on bag.
Clinking.
Clinking. Go up to customs. Anything to clear? Nope. Thank you. Clink, 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 clink. Don't get away with that stuff these days.
No. Well, and even, like, I realized not too long ago, I was driving around, and I looked just, like, at the bottom of my dash. You only get a pocket there where you can store stuff, and it gets cramped with, for me, golf tees and all sorts of crazy stuff. And I realized I had taken a bunch of The Rock rolling papers when we'd done something.
Yeah.
And I just handed them out, whatever. Because people were always asking, do you have something? Well, I got these.
Right.
But if you go across the border with those.
Right.
It's like an automatic flag.
Yeah.
To look for paraphernalia.
What I learned, too, living on a border town, is they really do check you out a lot more when they realize you live there, because they know you're coming over and shopping all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And then that's when I learned about Detroit Mailbox, which was amazing, because at Christmas you could order stuff there that you couldn't get into Canada, and you just skip over, go to the mailbox, pay like $5 per item or whatever.
Yeah. They have like, it's like a P.O. box,
yeah,
right?
It was great. We had one and I was getting all my paraphernalia sent there. but I did learn quickly that, never to lie at them, like just admit, because if they catch you lying and they know you live, they red flag you, and you are going to get hauled out of that car every single time. So if you bought 2 cases of beer, fess up and tell them you bought 2 cases of beer. I learned a couple of things yesterday. I learned that the robin, the bird, likes to do battle for their nest this time of year.
Oh, so it's a robin.
Yeah, so while I don't know for sure, but I was talking to Jeff, our mechanic, telling him my problem, and he had an interesting take, which I didn't think he would have, but I was telling him what was going on, and I said, hey, do you have any tips for getting rid of bird nests, keeping birds away from building a nest? Because a guy had sent me a text yesterday telling me to put a bottle of water up on top of the light.
Yeah.
Well, because it'll reflect and it'll scare the bird away. Or if it's just sitting there, the bird won't, you know, go near it.
Right.
So I'd totally forgotten to go pick up a bottle of water, and we don't drink water. So, we didn't have any. I did. I went through.
Vodka would do the same.
Yeah. But I don't want to lose the vodka. What if the bird knocks the bottle off? I went through my beer fridge, and funny enough, it's mostly just booze and beer. So, anyhow, I was going to do that, but I got home yesterday, and it was a huge nest.
Wow, like, they are quick, I'm telling you.
Man, he worked, well, I say he, but this is the other thing I learned. It's not the he who builds the nest, it's right. The she.
Well, she's got eggs to lay.
Yeah, but you know what? That bird world for the males is pretty good. He just goes around and does his slap and tickle.
Right.
And goes off and goes and slaps and tickles somebody else, I think. And then she gets knocked up and has to do all the work.
Right. Well, but he does feed.
And he goes and finds the food?
I believe so.
All right. Well, at least he does that. Anyhow, so I knocked that bad boy down. It was gone. Cleaned it all up. Literally within an hour or two, I went back outside, and it had not been built up as big, but he had started again, or she had started again. Knocked it down. This went on about four times yesterday. Like, it would not stop.
Right.
I had a stool out there. I had my blower, my broom. I was going hard at it. And about 4 o'clock or so, 4:30 in the afternoon, I came home. It's
a sight to watch you on your front lawn in a battle with a robin.
I'm a treat for the neighbors. about 4 o'clock or so in the afternoon, I come home from picking up groceries, and isn't she sitting up on top of the light? But probably trying to give me a big F you.
Right.
This is my spot.
Yeah.
But she hadn't continued to build. And, so I left the, I turned the porch light on because she flew away as soon as I came close to the door. I put the porch light on thinking, okay, maybe she won't like the light.
Mm.
And I left it on till we went to bed, and I got up this morning and no nest had been started. Now we'll see when I get home today. Maybe she'll do her work in the daytime hours, perhaps.
Right.
So, anyhow, I'm talking to Jeff. In between his tears, because you've shut down his business on his only customer.
Apparently, I haven't. You seem to be still able to go there often.
Oh yeah, he shared with me the whole story, his side of it.
Right.
I don't know what you were thinking. Anyhow, when you pull a chain and it doesn't do anything,
right.
Yanking on it isn't going to help any better. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, in my defense, should the jury need to hear it once again, that I pulled the chain to open his garage door, but I didn't know because obviously there's two sides to the chain.
Right, and you pulled the wrong side.
So I had obviously pulled the wrong side initially, so I tried to pull the other side, and it didn't work.
From what I understand, you pulled the wrong side, which was towards the wall.
Right.
And I'm not a smart human being, but even I know the front one opens, the back one closes.
Right.
You pulled the wrong one, and you did not go and then just try to pull the front. You yanked on that one again.
Well, my Herculean strength, apparently, which can take massive 25-foot garage doors off with one single pull.
Well, anyhow,
regardless,
he's dealing with it through therapy. And
I'm sure he is,
and paying off the rather largesque bill to fix the door. Anyhow, so in the conversation with him about the birds. Because I thought he'd have some trick. And he's very much, I guess, a nature guy. He's like, let him build the nest. Let him have the babies. You'll love the little chirping noises. And when the birds are big enough to leave the nest, they take off. The mother takes off. And that nest is abandoned.
Yeah, but on a front porch light, though, that's
that's a mess.
That's a dive bomb situation there. Because they do protect their nest.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, they will lay the eggs and then be off. Kind of, or even once the little chicks are born, they're kind of off just monitoring.
Drinking.
They'll probably sit in that hedge and watch where that nest is.
Yeah.
But I just find it interesting that, while you always mock me, that you also mock these robins for their domestic situation where the mother does all the nest building and the father just does the Well, the laying first.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that I mocked them so much as I was impressed with the father.
And then garners the food, because that seems to be your situation. It's Maria that does all the building around your house.
Well, that's very true. We are like robins.
You're not you just wrong. Knock her up and then feed her.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. You're certainly not wrong. So
maybe that's why they like your house so much. They feel a kinship.
they should just move in. They could build a nest right there in the island. And the other thing too is this light, porch light, is right over my mailbox. I feel bad for the mail person coming and, you know, it's just covered in poop and weeds.
Right. Yeah.
They don't want to have to touch that. So anyhow, we'll see today if the robin has given up and moved on, and I'll go pick up a bottle of water and try that trick. Now, here's the other thing I learned yesterday while visiting with Jeff, because we were talking about gas prices, as everybody has been since it went up to $1.79.
Right.
And I hear it's supposed to come down by about 5 cents. So if you got a tank of gas, you might have won a little bit here. Anyhow, Jeff was telling us, and this should upset us even more, with the hike in gas because of the supposed switching to summer blend.
Yes.
The refineries, they don't take out they don't put in an additive.
Mm-hmm.
They remove one.
Yes.
So they're removing. So we're paying more for one thing less that was in the gas. It's like them saying, you know, in any food product, in this meat, we're going to take out the marbling and we're going to charge you more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, and it's not a national problem. It is a global issue as well.
That's right. That's right. It's not our prime minister's problem.
it's, you know, and while, you know, some will say, well, the carbon tax obviously doesn't help in the price of gas.
That's right.
It does add a couple of cents, but it's not a direct example of the carbon tax that had raised it 14 cents overnight the other night. And, you know, I still contend the gas that was in the tanks in the gas station that we were lining up to purchase was still that winter gas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
It's not like they had changed it already and said, well, we got the new stuff. We gotta blend that for you.
Yep. No, for sure. So yeah, I was just shocked by that, because all I had ever heard was they add something for the summer, but to take something away and charge us more for taking it away. Anyhow. It is what it is. The only thing I do now, and I'm trying to stick with it, cause I think I'm just fooling myself a little bit probably, is every time I get down to like a little below a quarter of a tank,
right,
I'll just top it up again. Cause it's like $20.
Right.
You know, now I might be doing that every 3 or 4 days.
Still paying the same amount overall for the gas. It's just, it's a lesser
kicking the pills
on you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just extending the payments. If you know anything about me, you know I love science. I love to follow along with all the new stuff that's being invented and figured out. I really do believe, as I said before, that AI is going to solve all my problems. Might cause problems for others, but it's going to solve my problems.
Right.
And scientists have been doing a lot of work, important stuff. They now figured out why canned wine sometimes smells like farts.
There's canned wine?
I guess there is. I've never tried it. Not to say I wouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't.
If you handed me a can, I wouldn't say no. Anyhow, the deal is here, and the reason that science has figured this out, that the canned wine sometimes smells like farts, is that when they sit on the shelf too long, and researchers at Cornell think they figured out how to fix it. They think an antioxidant in the wine is getting through the plastic liners in the cans and it interacting with the aluminum. This creates hydrogen sulfide, which can give off a rotten egg smell.
Okay.
So the fix could be just better can liners.
Right. But that would raise the price of the wine, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it still would pay the extra to get rid of the farty smell.
Yeah.
I mean, you know when you go to a wine tasting tour and they stick your nose in there and they go, hints of blueberry and roughage.
Hints of McDonald's from yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hints of things aren't right in your bowels. In animal news, and this is always great stuff, science has figured out that rats might be able to count.
Count?
Now, how high, I don't know. If they can just count on their little fingers or whatever they got. Bumblebees can survive underwater for up to a week. And the largest marine reptile that ever lived might have been as big as a blue whale. An 11-year-old girl recently found the fossils of one on a beach in England.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wild. That's wild stuff.
Like, the whales are, like, when you see, every now and then there's, like, a crazy, like, a National Geographic picture of, like, a whale just under a boat or something like that.
Yeah.
And you see just the size.
It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy. And I've never heard of this because it's way beyond my brain abilities, but there's a breakthrough in quantum computing. Have we ever heard of quantum computing?
No.
Yeah.
I've heard of IBM.
A team in Europe took first steps in creating a quantum internet. The details on what that means, from what I understand, are very complicated and confusing, but basically, faster porn. This is a huge day. Huge, huge. The new album, The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift drops today.
Right.
Post Malone and Florence and the Machine are involved in this one. People are going to lose their poop. And Dark Matter, Pearl Jam. This is their 12th album, also dropping today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that it'll sell as many copies as Taylor Swift, but...
Somewhere in Seattle, they're like, we picked today?
Yeah, right. Of all days.
Who the hell? We've been talking about this for 2 months.
Yeah, someone couldn't line up those dates.
Head to head with some girl, Taylor.
Yeah, she's new.
Right.
So nobody's going to care.
She won't last.
Last week's eclipse pushed Soundgarden's 1994 Black Hole Sun to number one.
Oh.
On Billboard's hot, hard rock songs. It earned 4.2 million official streams, got a ton of radio play and downloads. It's the first time ever Soundgarden has topped the chart.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I mean, it is weird. They have all of these charts, but, like, you know, Black Hole Sun is not really a hard rock song.
No. It's kind of like with the Grammys, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you got to be the one of the metal artists again.
Yeah, I just think they see them as a rock act, so, you know. Anyhow, good on them. Puts a couple of pennies in their pocket, I guess. Other songs that got a boost, of course, were Total Eclipse of the Heart, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising, and Pink Floyd's Eclipse.
Right.
Yeah, and Kelly Clarkson. I like her now. She's a naughty girl. She had Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians on her show yesterday.
Okay.
And he happened to mention that he had enjoyed a pastrami sandwich for breakfast. And he asked Kelly if that was normal. Kelly replied, I don't mind meat in the morning. Then after that, she realized what she had said. She got up and walked away for a minute and came back and then added, it's not a bad thing, though.
True.
Everybody likes a little meat in the morning. Not me personally.
No.
I've never been a fan.
A sausage?
Yeah,
Bacon? Come on.
I know. I'm taking it to the bedroom.
Of course.
Of course I love bacon.
Right.
Of course I love sausage.
Mm-hmm.
But meat in the boudoir.
You're not a morning person?
Never have been, no. I don't like the bad breath. I like it to be all very romantic.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like, you know.
You seem like a hopeless romantic.
Oh, I am. I got rose petals. Dim lights. It's like when people say they really like the amateur porn stuff.
Okay.
Not me.
No.
I don't need to see pimples. I want everything cleaned up. I don't want it.
You don't want the realism of it all?
No, I don't want fungus toenails and ingrowing hairs. I want hair blowing out. I want a lot of makeup on. I want everything upright and.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Let's put in some effort here.
Okay.
You know, nobody goes to the theater to see an amateur, like, movie.
Right.
We want to see stars.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing with the morning sex. In the stark light of morning, there's nothing visually good there.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.